All right. Hey, we're going to do this very informally because this is just kind of a podcast for the website, which we don't do a whole lot. I usually just take my air feed, but I'm Kristen, you know me, but you're going to want to get to know my new friend, Hannah.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to Nash and
Thank you.
The building, because you're going to basically do everything.
Yeah, pretty much. That's people say, what are you going to do at your new job? I'm like, yes.
Yes, everything.
The answer is yes.
So, yeah, I mean, sometimes people listen to us, right, and they think that our entire job is talking on air, and then afterwards you just get to go home. And I'm like, no,
that would be fantastic. that would be great.
I wish I could do that. I'm yes. here so long, but you know, hey, whatever. I love radio, but Hannah's gonna be taking over for Ty, Kelly, and Chuck. I'm still gonna be here. I'm still gonna do my 9 to noon, but that gives me a little bit more time to work on things like, you know, Nash Next that we're doing right now on the station. But yeah.
You just want to sleep in. It's fine. You can say it. You just want to sleep in now.
That's basically it. I just kind of want to sleep in because, I mean, for the last year and a half, I've gotten up at 3:30 in the morning to be here super early.
Now I get to wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Have fun with that.
Thank you. This is my first week of doing that because I've been in here with you training.
Exactly.
And it is Friday and I'm exhausted.
Yes. Well, it didn't help that we actually found out we have a mutual friend. We both went to Bloomington and went to a party and we were both there super late last night.
I know. My friends that I eventually had to drag home with me because I drove them. We're like, okay, fine, I guess we'll leave. But I'm like, listen, 3:30 is coming really fast.
3:30 comes really early.
We need to go. Sorry, I'm the fun police, I guess.
Right. So, I mean, that's also why I kind of wanted to just do this today because we're both slap happy. Who knows what we're going to say?
And
here's the best part is we're going to put this just online. We're not actually airing this. So if I want to say curse words, I can say things.
Because you and I are both super vulgar people.
We swear all the
yes.
time.
Yes.
Right. But at least we don't have to like censor ourselves. Although with the microphone in front of me, I like automatically go into censor myself mode.
That's probably good. It's probably a good quality to have.
Right.
I hope I still have that quality.
Especially at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
It's a little harder at 4 o'clock.
When I want to be cursing things.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Your alarm clock. Absolutely. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Tell us about you. Tell us about the Hannah story. You've been in Peoria for a while.
I have, yes. So I am not originally from this area. I'm originally from the St. Louis area. And I came to Peoria to go to Bradley.
Right.
And where I was a communications major. And so I started working in radio right away and never left radio. And so same with Peoria. I didn't really expect to have this long of a stay. And I did. So it's been about 12 years I've been in radio.
Okay.
And in this area. So I have... Yeah,
you have a lot of Peoria love.
I do, and I have more Peoria love than I think I expected. Mm-hmm. And you know, when people say, "Why do you?" You know, I don't. A lot of my friends from childhood, and you know, they're not from around here, so they're, "Why are you still in Peoria?" And I'm like, "Listen to all of these things there are to do in Peoria." You know, and people say, "Oh, I can't wait to move to Chicago." I'm like, "Okay, but look up." All these things there are to do in Peoria. If you're not doing them here, are you going to do those things there?
Right. I mean, what's cool about Peoria is we have the benefit of kind of having big city life in a smaller city.
Yes, it's so accessible.
So
everything is so accessible.
Yes, but you can still have that like small town feel where you kind of know a lot of people and all that. But then we have concerts on the riverfront and they're huge. And
yes, absolutely.
We have so much to do here. I really love this town and I've only been here a year and a half. You've been in this town longer than I have, but
well, it's funny. I went to visit my family recently in St. Louis, and there were some concerts going on, and I was like, "Oh, I saw them in Peoria last week." So you still get those acts here, and it's great, and it's so much more accessible. Parking, you know, all of that. While sometimes it feels crazy to us, you know, it's easy.
It's easy
here.
We don't have to pay $40 to park somewhere either.
Like, maybe it feels like we're parking far away, but really it's, just a couple blocks.
It's not on the other side of Chicago and you have to take other transportation to get to where you're going,
Right. So these little charms have kind of, they've kind of won me over.
Absolutely.
So 12 years later, here I am.
What kind of person do you think that you sound like on air? Like, what do you want to give our listeners?
That's an interesting question.
Welcome to Friday when you're super tired. I want to throw a weird question.
Wow,
at you.
This got deep.
What are you gonna do for our listeners?
Well, hopefully, I will give them some relief from their day.
Good.
And you know, it'll be super early and no one likes being up super early. So hopefully we'll have some fun.
Yes.
Hopefully I'll get you the information you need, but also have some fun.
Yeah.
Have some fun in the morning.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Just to keep myself sane too, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
If it's not fun, why are we doing it?
Right. I mean, and I don't want to sit here and be like, I'm so cool. All the listeners love me. So they're probably going to hate you. No, but like.
I know. I'm not Kristen. I don't know how many phone calls I'll have to field.
But like.
Bring that Kristen back.
But like, I have kind of developed like a close relationship with the listeners. And they've been used to me in the morning for the last year and a half being on the morning show and then being, you know, in with Ty, Kelly, and Chuck and all that. And they kind of. What I have noticed of you in the last week that we've been, you know, hanging out and training together and everything, what I've been complimented on by our listeners, people say that I'm bubbly and I brighten their day in the mornings. And you kind of are. I feel like we have very similar personalities.
Yeah, I think so.
So I honestly think that they're going to be like, oh, Kristen who? Hannah's awesome. You know, like, I think it's honestly
well,
going to be
not
like,
quite that, but sure.
It's going to be a really easy transition because it's not going to be, you're not going to have to get used to like a whole different type of personality. Just,
sure.
Just a little bit of a different voice.
Right. Like the woman that gives, you know, your coffee in the morning and she's like bubbly and you're like, whoa, it's so early to be that bubbly. Yeah. And then you get the you know, the girl the next day who's like, here, your coffee.
Exactly.
Get away.
Yeah. Sometimes it does, you know, and I was told that at first. People are like, wait, whoa, you're kind of bubbly, you know, you're really bright. And it's, you know, I can see how that can be obnoxious first thing when you wake up. But then when you don't have it, you're like, oh, maybe I needed that.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I think this week you and I have kind of come in and had conversation and we haven't been like, all right, don't speak to me for the next 10 minutes. Right. I need to wake up. I need to not be around people right now.
Right.
So we've come in and we've just been sitting and chatting and you know what? Maybe we should have just cracked the mics open.
I know.
We should let people in on our little conversations.
I know.
Some of them have been interesting.
It's true. It's true. There's, I don't know. There's a little bit of that behind the scenes drama.
Oh yeah.
About,
oh yeah.
About how much I just hate everything. No.
All right. So maybe we're not super bubbly in the morning.
We just really actually, and that's what I think I told you this yesterday too. Is like when I don't get enough sleep, I'm really grumpy, and you're like. If you complaining a little bit about things when you're is grumpy, I'll take it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I forget what you said. I'm like, okay, you're complaining about this. This is grumpy. Okay, I think think we're gonna be fine.
But I think what I think is like in my brain when I have gone to bed after 10, which has of course been the last couple days as well. So I'm like, I feel really grumpy, but I can still talk. I can still, you know, pretend I'm bubbly, but inside I'm like, I hate everything. I just want to sleep right now.
Oh, yes. Especially after this first week, that is how I feel internally is. So my nap is at what time?
Yes. Oh, my God. Naps are life. I mean, I got away from it a little bit, like once I really got used to schedule, and I'm sure you will, too. But you're not new to mornings either.
I have done early mornings before, and it's been a little while, so I'm out of that. I tried so hard not to nap this week, but you know that feeling takes over, and you have to.
The first like couple months, I would do. I'm not gonna nap. I would have accidental naps, is where I'd be like, I'm like, I'll sit here and watch TV, and then 3 hours later, I wake up, and I'm like, what just happened? What year am I in?
I did that this week. I fell asleep on purpose, but I woke up on my couch and I didn't even know what year it was, what day it was. I didn't know who I was.
Right.
I didn't know anything.
Am I on planet Earth? What's happening?
I know. I took a couple minutes to really, and I'd kind of coach myself. Okay, one thing at a time. Where are you? Okay, you're in your house. Okay. Right. You know, now... what season is it? You know, am I a student still? Is this 10 years ago? You know, kind of coached myself to think through one thing at a time.
Wait, didn't something big just happen in my life? Did I get a haircut? I started a new job.
That thing. Yes. Yeah. That thing that brought me to the snap. Yeah.
Exactly. So, that whole reason we're here comes full circle.
So disorienting. And I'm sure that many people have.
That will not be your last disorienting wake up from a nap.
Yay.
Like this month. But anyway, we're really happy to have you here. I'm really happy to
Thank
have you here.
You.
And honestly, like, you never know. And they told us we were getting a new person. You're like our first new person in a while.
New person.
And it always scares you because you're like, okay, no offense. I love our management. I'm going to put that disclaimer here. But like, you go, does management really know how to bring somebody in? Like,
right.
And all that. And just in this last week, I'm like, I've told, I think literally everybody in this building, I'm like, Hannah was the best hire ever. Thank you to everybody for hiring Hannah. I love her. And so like, I'm really happy you're here. And I honestly think that everybody listening is going to love you too. So.
Well, thank you. I hope so. I hope we don't have a love hate thing out there. That would be great. I'm really excited to be here too. And it's been a long time since I've had a new job. I was with my last company for over 10 years.
Yeah.
So being the new guy again was very different for me. And so I didn't know what to expect coming in. But it has been, I keep telling everyone, I'm pleasantly surprised. I mean, just the whole experience of being a new person has been very.
I know, we're very intimidating over here. You were like, oh my God, the Nash people, the Cumulus people are awful.
Those guys.
Why am I taking this job?
Right. No. Yeah. But coming in has been really fun. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Good. You ever have any questions for Hannah? Hit her up on Facebook. I need to add you to Facebook.
Yes.
I have things to do. So we'll probably end this.
Need a couple more logins. I'm slowly. My computer was just set up yesterday. So
yes, exactly.
Very slowly getting into this.
But yeah, so just hit her up and she's bubbly and fun and she'll meet you at remotes as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
Air.